Well, praise the Lord. I recently went away just to get a week away, stayed in a shepherd's hut somewhere overlooking Devon, and it was peaceful and glorious and away from all distractions, just to get time to listen to God with none of the other responsibilities around me. And it was a tremendous time and really good. But one of the things is that I have a wonderful dog called Chester, who is a golden retriever, and we love him and care for him very much. And so I needed to hire a dog walker for the week and to make sure that Chester was looked after and that during the day she'd come along once or twice and take Chester for a good walk before the rest of the family would get home in the evenings. And it was important with this dog walker that I could rely on her. Relying on her was very, very important, because if she proved to be unreliable, Chester would have suffered. He wouldn't have got his walks and he'd have been shut up in the house all day, and that would not have been acceptable. So I had to get to a place where I knew this dog walker well enough that I was able to rely on her, rely that she would be on time, rely that she would do what we'd agreed for her to do. And then I would know that Chester would be looked after while I was away. And praise God, she proved incredibly reliable. Jesus, when he was on the cross, he had to rely on Father God raising him from the dead. He couldn't raise himself from the dead. And that's why in scripture we see it written, into your hands I commit my spirit. Father, I'm committing my future, if you like, my being raised from the dead, I commit to you. Jesus was having to rely on God to raise him from the dead. And then in our daily lives, God wants us more and more to rely on his love for us, for that to be one of the headlines in our lives, that we're relying on the love he has for us more than anything else. Now, everyone listening to this would have had challenges in their lives by virtue of the fact that you're a human being. And it's really sad, isn't it, when people reject us, and especially where you've shown love and you've poured a lot of love in, and where people turn their back on you, and where you've been rejected in different ways through your life. Those things can be very, very tough, and they can form in us a kind of caution or a defensiveness, and we can build shells around ourselves because we don't want to be hurt anymore. And then our hearts can often harden, and that's not how God wants it to be. But God wants us to get to a place in our lives where we are so close to him and so trust with him that even when things happen around us that let us down, or when others fail us in different ways, we're not allowing those things to dictate the course of our lives to us, because we have a higher reference point, and that's the love of God in us. And we get to a place where we know that whatever happens in our lives, whatever we're going through, whatever's happened around us, we've developed a relationship with God through prayer, through seeking him, through allowing him to work in our lives, that whatever else happens in our lives, we remain secure because our main reliance, the one we are relying on the most, is God. Hallelujah. Because you see, God is the only constant in our lives. He's the only unchangeable. There is no shadow of turning in him, as the hymn says. He is the rock on which we stand. And whatever happens around us by other people, whatever hurt or rejection, however we're let down, however you've been let down in your life, I can guarantee one thing. God has never, ever, ever let me or you down. And he is 100% reliable. Now, our security, therefore, as Christians, and if you're not a Christian, you can find out on our website, www.kingdomfaith. Kenilworth Baptist. kingdomfaith.church. By the way, www.kingdomfaith.com is also a very good website where many of my friends actually go to that church, and leaders there, great teaching on there if you want to go there. That was a freebie for them. Now back to Kenilworth Baptist Church, www.kenilworthbaptistchurch, and there's a wonderful video there as to how you can give your life to Jesus and know this love also. But assuming I'm talking to people that know God or in relationship with him, if you rely on that which isn't reliable, you will get down. You will get discouraged. Because if you put your faith and trust in that which cannot deliver because of its own weakness, you will face those times where you'll find that people haven't lived up to your expectations. However, the scripture says here in 1 John 4 and verse 16, there's a lot about love in this whole 1 John 4, but I'm just going to pick out a few bits here. It says, and so we know and rely on the love God has for us. Isn't it interesting when you're reading scripture, sometimes something you've read for loads of times jumps out at you. And this is something God's doing in my own heart and life at the moment, that because I'm not relying on other people to keep my life going, because I'm not relying on other people complimenting me, because I'm not relying on other people endorsing or backing me, because I'm not relying on that, but I rely on the love God has for me, it makes me stable. Because I know that that love will never let me down. I know that that love rescued me from separation from God. And I know that that love will even take me to heaven one day. And therefore, what God wants to speak to us today is just getting us to ask the question, is my life up and down emotionally? Is my life all over the place? Am I really pushed down and feel beaten up when someone lets me down, or when I don't get all the approvals I like on media and all the rest of it? Is my life mainly dependent on others, or is it dependent on the love God has for me? And I love the scripture here, because John is saying, he says, we know the love of God. Well, how do we know that? Without doing another sermon today, it says God has shed abroad his love in our hearts. We encounter God in his love when we pray, when we seek after him, when we wait on him in worship, in so many different ways for us as believers. We know, we experience, we have the love of God living in us, because if Jesus lives in us by his Holy Spirit and God is love, we have love living in us. And God wants that love in our spirit to impact our soul life in increasing measure. And that's another sermon on its own as well. But bottom line is, today, we can rely on the love God has for us. He will always turn up. He's always there. He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. And there's not one situation or circumstance we're going to face in our daily lives where the love of God isn't there. And this is so important, because God's love is strong. And like yourselves, I come across people, I have my own issues I have to face, but people that are facing literally life on earth threatening issues, diagnosis with this, that and the other. God's love doesn't mean we won't go through challenge and difficulty, but God's love means he's there in the middle of whatever challenge or difficulty we have, so we can face it with strength, with joy, with peace, that joy of being in that place that God is with us in every situation and circumstance. You know, the Bible doesn't say rejoice because of every situation and circumstance. It says to rejoice in every situation and circumstance. We don't go, hallelujah, I'm so happy I've had that bad diagnosis. That's not what it's saying. But it's saying, Lord, despite that diagnosis, you're my strength, my healer, my life, my peace, my power, and you are 100% reliable. I can 100% rely on you to get me through this, because you are my go-to place. This is why it's so important to establish a strong prayer life and to establish that close relationship with God. As some books say, well, the Bible says sons of God are led by the Spirit of God, for God to more and more be our first go-to place, and not kind of like the emergency button we press when things are going difficult. So the first thing is we're to rely on God's love. And then the second thing in this, you know, someone who's entrapped or in danger or has been hurt a lot will be very reactive and very defensive normally. That's a broad brush picture of things. But when you're secure in God's love, you don't need to be aggressive or retaliatory, because your security was never based, your acceptance was never based on others. It was based on who God is. I often tell the church that I pray to the Lord that His love would operate. I love because he first loved me. The Bible says that there'd be more of his love for my wife, for my sons, for others, because I'm depending and relying on God's love, not my own. My own love has so many agendas and limitations, but God's love, as I encounter him in his love, is tremendous. And then encountering God in his love and knowing him in his love, relying on his love, enables us to love all the more effectively to others. Now, in verse 18, the second one here in 1 John 4, it says, there's no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. Hallelujah. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us. Hallelujah. And so if there's a deficit of love in your life because of others, because of hurt, because of pain, Jesus can heal you from all of that and bring you into his love. And again, that's a short sentence to express massive implications behind that. But nevertheless, you get yourself into a good church and where people love God and the Spirit's flowing, people can help you get to a place where you are free from all of that hurt and pain, so on and so forth. But I'm just saying here that when we're secure in God's love, I just want to tie this into the fact when we rely on God's love that he has for us, fear is taken away. I used to react in very reactive ways to all sorts of things, very defensive, very reactive. That has to do with a lot of rejection that happened in my own life. And so I wanted to hold on to everything that I had. Those close to me at a very young age were taken away from me. And so I grew up incredibly insecure until I found the love of God. But that meant I also grew up very fearful, because that which I'd known, the loving relationships that were supposed to give me security, were snatched from me at such a young age. I grew up very fearful that I would lose the little bit left that I had. But when you come into the love of God and the enormity of the love of God, there's no fear in that love. It's not going to be taken away. Jesus says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And all I can say is I'm not perfect by any means, but I'm far more a secure person now. And even now I watch when things happen, when people do all sorts of things, say all sorts of things, even in the midst of rejection now, I can honestly say it bothers me very little, because my security is not found in how people treat me. My security is found in how God loves me. So therefore, there's nothing to fear. There's nothing to fear, because when we rely on God's love, his perfect love casts out all fear from our lives. And I hope for many people listening to this, one person listening to this would be worth it. Your life can be impacted by this. And of course, you can always email us at hello@kenilworthbaptist.church if you'd like any further help on this subject. But the best way to get help is to read your Bible, read what 1 John 4 says, and just speak to the Lord about it. Because the Holy Spirit who searches our hearts will reveal so much to you into your personal situation and circumstance. God sent Jesus so we could have relationship with him. Hallelujah. And so that we could be free in him. For those whom the Son sets free are free indeed. In Jesus' name, God bless you. Amen.